Israeli, who at the time of the Alvoye had not been born yet, who was born 10 years later, so it shouldn't be effective, and it's mashma that Mamishloshen is effective in every case. So what is the tamest? Why the Chachamim are misaking that Mamishloshen is effective? The Gemara is only asking that according to Doma that Mamishloshen is effective by Alvoye too. But as far as Mamishloshen being effective by Pikotim is concerned, the Gemara had no problem, no difficulty. Elo Maravash, Bahi Anoye Dikomushtanele, Binilve Yishonel, Binilve Hadosho, Gomar Mishabit Nafsh. Bahi Anoye Dikomushtan Rashi, Hai Milvele Gabe Hai, Binilve Yishonel, Binilve Hadosho, Vineach Lelitris Aperonin Zmanor, Gomar Hashte Bishasamir Mishabit Nafsh, Bishonel Lahai, Umintak Mikam. So Amar Hune Mabreid Ramachemi Ravashi, Ramatik Ben. Yosef, the Kafsev Vishapel out there, they were very harsh people, tough people. And when somebody owed them money, they never gave them an extension. Never. They insisted upon him for collecting the debt. The moment the debt matured, they were tough people. So here you say the business lies effective. Because but suppose the Malve happens to be a tough person who is not likely to give an extension, so then Mamishloshen wouldn't apply to him. Every time one transfers a milveh from Mamishloshen, so you have to figure out what kind of a person the Malveh is. Is the Malveh a soft person or is he a tough person? If he's a tough person who never gives an extension, then they couldn't transfer from Mamishloshen to Stabaret. Elam Mazitre, Hanet Lat Mile Shadim Rabon and Kills every time. Chodoho Vido Chomarav Yom Shmuel. הקיסיף כל נחוסוף ואישתי לא יוסר לה פטרוקיה ואידוך אמר רב חנניה אמר רב חנניה המה שאיש אל נגוד מבייס קונה נעלה ציל רש תהול רש מי טיימא דף יודגמון בייס מי טיימא מיל וקונה הולסה ואין דליקנה in other words, so Rashi also emphasizes his madrish, the fact that it's not there. In other words, the whole kasha of the Gemara is in respect to Mandoma, who says Mamishloshen is affected by Avoye too. But according to Mandoma, Mamishloshen is only effective to Pikotin where there is a Bien. No kasha, Chachom Mubisak, like every other takonet, the Chachom Mubisak. But with Abimilve, the Gemara had a kasha. My time in Milve Conoles Ben Likne, Nasikin Lady Malve, Shastat Noise, Alvay, Mishabadne, Mahashte. Kolmados machmos of Luka Komale, Nayle playing Gloy Mills and Shasmat Moise Stabilo, Hiknamal, Milvezu in Lodim, Shazam, Kabinil Laha, Isalvoy, Ochanamily, Kono, the him the time, Mishim, she put it, the Kobla Leve, Shasalvoy, Shabuddha, Lahidos, Machmose, who view Loya Bailam by Shaitel, Ikone, Bafil Ramil, Makam Shalom, Kim Perdeka, in Mashdal Mishidose, and Mille. So, Kiel has the Gloitane, Skil, Kedlo Meisha Locham Sinai, Shin Tzor Lassis Botan, Apitropia Lachnis Lehitzi. So, there are three takonis that have no time. What are the three takonis? One is the takonis, Mamishloshen, but Alvoye has no time. But by Pikotin, it has time. But man shloshen bal voye has no time. The other takonet has no time. Is a case if kono chosof liyishte liyosa la petropie. She becomes only a trustee, but she doesn't acquire title in all nochos. So it's also imulsim leitam. Lahachnis leizi vafropishe kosulo because she matone leikonosom vintam bidof kol kachtik nefkbez nefkeh. And then the third aloha, this is leitam, is a mashi ishel negotri bibayis is kone, mashi ishel nebayis, so bayis miyuchashin dobo aloso beis chasnes. Oma lirav, lirav achabad le kabed in erike, di isle gaboch, yabvinu li pleni, beape kamin lord le adrone bi. In other words, so rav set rav ache, badale, I deposited with you a pot with saffron, riti saffron. So I want you that you should give that pot with saffron, you should give it to Plain. And I'm telling it to you in his presence, I'm not going to be chayzi. But the question is, it's mamishloshni is kainas, why does he tell him? I'm telling you, I'm not going to be chayzi. As if he could be chayzer. He couldn't be chayzer. He's already, the Pliny was already zeichet from Mamishlosh. Or come on. Vorim alo nitl chazore. In other words, it's also to be chayzer. Why is it also be chayzer? Because Vorim, so, nitl chazore, omar afchon izine, omar avune. Yeah, nitl chazore. Why is nitl chazore? Because it's Mamishlosh. So when can it be chayzeh? When it's not mamishloshen, but if somebody in mamishloshen says it, then he cannot be chayzeh. Omar afchod zimne. So in other words, but if it's not mamishloshen, then it can be chayzeh. And there is no isa. That's Rav Tzamachleke between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, whether Dvorim Yesh B'Mishukhus Chamone or Dvorim Ein B'Mishukhus Chamone. So we pass like Rabbi Yechanan that Dvorim Yesh B'Mishukhus Chamone, even though he could be Chayzeya, but it's also to be Chayzeya. If somebody says, Ruvin says to Shimon, I'm going to give you a present of $50, it's not a Maton Merube, he can be Chayzeya if he doesn't want to give it. But he's ever an Isar of Sheres Yisrael, Leyasa Avod Abel Chozov, and Hein Shaloch Tzedek, Vilav Shaloch Tzedek. That's according to Rabbi Yechanan, and according to Rav, there is no Isar in Bichay. Omer Rav Chalitzin, Omer Rav, and Omer Rav Mundiot, 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 Matam Netes, Luiboye Bifonov, so even without Mamishloshen, it should be a Kinyan, and he should not be allowed to be Chayzer. Kamashmalon, that even Matam Netes, according to Rav, he's allowed to be Chayzer, but we don't pass like Rav, we pass like Rabeir. Apitropi Lachzal Neizir, out of the course of the Blosh Matonic, we can also in Tambula look at it in Efka as Nefka, by Snuchoshin Dobo, a loss will be Hasnes, Bapi coming a lot of that Rane, Hashi Saldaita Ho, the whole Homily, before of Anna Tirosh Lazabe, who mark Pachin and the Hold, the Boy in the Meda, Motsi Meda, Big Mir, Horacom, and Vorma Lolo Kili, Bapi coming along, the taste from a Sue and Motsa Hadley. Omar Afrodi Zine, Belomo, the name of the Messina Adrane, Hanemili in front of Matan Merubek, Matmone, Kamashmi Loch, Little Name, Bapik, Amin Loch, Ashmi, the Kamin Merike, the Matan Meretisi, by Name Beape, with Lam Schloschen, but without Mam Schloschen, Dvorn Baume, is allowed to be Chaser according to Ram. Now, peace. Gufe, Omar Avon Emarach, Pnei Oli Pleini Bimanu Shloshton, Ikone, Eina Rivo, Vichin Rab Netan, Di Bimai Mad Gimu Kone Baal Korche Shaleide, Ui Shal Nifke, Di Ilu Ikone Elam Merzene, Niman Doma Dafka Pekodin Kone, Lomu Hutsuchu Lissakein, Mai Mad Gimu Yem Oli Sri, ואין לראה לימה בהוץ הולכו לסעקים, למוקים שינה פקודם ביד הנפקת, אלו ביד אחרים, תליואיל, ליואיל אם יהיה מסחי. That's a day hack to apply it to that case. ואין, אף כשאין פקודם ביד הנפקת, כי כמו ידיסה, כי דום הרוסון, so we see, from taste to taste, this is חלק על הטייס וסעוש, that ידיסה is only effective by Ger, who does not have the Kinyan, who cannot avail himself of the Kinyan of Diva Shrimak, Yisur Nesum Damir, but by Non-Ger, who can avail himself of the Takone, of Diva Shrimak, Yisur Nesum Damir, then this is not again. From Tezis we see Tezis Chilk and Tezis Rosh, and he holds that this is effective by everybody. ביגה שבים אמניקים בדיסגר מוסוך נפקו דיסגר בישגר אלא ניר להם דאפיל בקוחה של נפקת קונה וכן גבי איסה גיורה כי כמה רובה יחליק נינו רב מורלן איזו זה הם מנגינו להזלינו משמן דימוי מלך וכן בעל קורך ונראה ואין להם הרים ראוי לשמוי משחצה לפי שוי נזבאי ופני איסה להם הרי ניצני ואם כן ולהם המשלוש נעבר למנו להזלינו שלויים הלסחי כמסתומו יפקודם ביד רובה ומירה אותיים ולפרש אוסם ביסומו ומפרש ביסומו בעיני כמשתם מירה משהו לא יקונה אלו מדייתי אבל בלב לכם לא פקלי מה איתיים שתס ושיטי is that that my משלושתם is only kene in that שתס ושיטי is that my mishloshten is kene even without the consent of the living nifkat. Without his consent. די לפני מנה גימל קונה אוי מרמתם די אף אגב די עמיך שטל חבר וחזרו מוכל 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 נוס מתונן מנה שלוש נמי יוכל עם חייל שמואל says that עמיך שטחי וחבר וחזרו מוכל איז מוכל let's say רובין באו די thousand dollars from שימן שטל ונדר זה שטל then שימן למלווה sells the star of Volia, the $1,000 debt, to Levi. Let's say he sells it for $100, for $200. The promissory note, so the key in his heart, there is a machlekes reshenim, whether it's Chalmi Reis or it's Chalmi Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, it's Chalmi Reis, according to the Rifin Rambam, it's only Chalmi Rabbanon. So, but it's Chalmi Reis, Rabbanon, it's Chalmi. Then, after Shimon sold the promissory note to Levi, so Shimon was meichel. Ruve, he shouldn't have to pay. So then Levi cannot collect the debt either. Because Levi's schusim originate in the schus of Shimon to collect. Since Shimon was meichel to Reuven, so there is nothing that Levi can collect. So, in Ramtam the Afagad Amichel Shtal Chavir Chosel Mochel 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 Nos Matonu Man Shlosh Niyochel Im Chayil. So that's a chiddush. Ramtam says that the reason is to why that when we say Amichel Shtal Chavir Chosel Mochel Mochel, if he sold the Shtar Mechire. He sold the Shtar Mechire through Ksive Misire. Nowadays in Bobasra there is a Machlekes. In Bobasra Daf Ayin Zayin. In Bobasra Daf Ayin Gimel. There is a Machlekes between Rebbe and the Chachon. Whether Aesius is Niknis Ben Misire or Aesius is a Niknis Ben Misire. According to Rebbe, Aesius is Niknis Ben Misire. That means if Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and Reuven gave Shimon a shtar on the $1,000, and then Shimon wants to transfer to Levi, So according to Rebbe, all he has to do is to turn over his promissory note against the Lubintley. He doesn't have to write his shtar and the shtar. He just turns over his promissory note that he has against Ruvain. Ruvain borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, so he gave him a promissory note that he's chayavim $1,000. If Shimon wants to transfer that right of collecting $1,000 from Ruvain to Levi, so according to Rebbe, all he has to do is give Misir. In other words, he just turns over the shtar that he has from Ruvain to Levi. Mele, Levi stands in the shoes of Shimon, and he is able to collect from Ruvain the debt that Shimon would be able to collect. That's Rabbi. That's Rabbi who says Aces Nigmusa. The Chachamim say Ein Aces Nigmusa. So how can Nishtachim be sold, transferred to Ksivim Musir? Ksivim means you write another shtar, and that shtar. Now Shimon has his promissory note against Ruvain, so he takes a piece of paper and he writes another shtar in which he writes, I, Shimon, am transferring to you, Levi, the shtar that I have against Ruvain. Ksivu Misir. But Misir by itself is not effective. According to Rame, Misir by itself is effective. Now there is a machlekes, two gersoyes. Darf ein Sein, um mit Aleph, nur Basel, first line. Omar Abaye, Hilke se, es ist nichts in Musir, Kereb, des Rashbamskis. But then Teisve says, Kosaf Ravu de Goyen, dein es ist nichts in der Krieg, und Rabetam, und Rinire, Rabetam, und Rinire, die Goras, in es in Musir, so da tut ihr so ist. One Gerse is the Gerse in our text. There's the Rashbam's Gerse. That the thing is like Rebbe, he says, not in Musira. And the other Gerse is the Gerse by Moshe Shem. Amitam, Rui, Darif, Rambam. That Halocha ain't atheist, not in Musira. Ain't atheist, not in Musira. So, Omer Amitam, the Afal Gap, so in other words, now, of course, the Rambam paskens that in Asias Nikim Misir. So how can you transfer Ishtachayiv for Ksive Misir? Misir means just to turn over the shtar that Shimon has against Ruvain. He turns it over to Levi, so Mele, Levi acquires all the rights of Shimon. That's Misir. According to Chachomin, that in Asias Nikim Misir. So then, in order to transfer a chayiv, you have to resort to ksiv and misir. Misir means the turning over of the shtar voy, the chimin is against Ruvain. And ksiv means the writing of ishtar and the shtar. In other words, just as you can be makne karke through ishtar, you can be makne shibudim also through ishtar. So that's the shita of the Rif in the Rambam, and the halacha is in ACS Nikin Messiah. Here Amtam says, in Amtam, the Avogad is Tacham, the Sahil Hadeh, the Machu Machu, Machu Nesumatan, and Marish Loshtan, Ein Yochel, Limchel. In other words, Amtam makes a distinction between Mecha Stars, the Havere, through Ksibon Messiah. So then we say, in Chazor Machu is Machu. And Mecha Shtorot Chaveirei from Amishloshin. Then, in Chozor Mochle Enimoch. Then, Teisves mentions Gemoras and Gishon Morasiya, the man Bamitsiya, as whether Bamayishloshin. So, it's Chozor Mochle Mochle or Enimoch. But how do we understand Rabbanatam Shite, that there is a distinction between Meicha Shachim Chavire through Ksivim Misires and then Chazor Mochim Chachim and Meicha Shachim Chavire not through Ksivim Misires but through Mamish Roshin then Chazor Mochim Chachim. Now, what is the reason as to why we say Meicha Shachim Chavire and Chazor Mochim Chachim Meicha Teis is Mochim. She already sold, so she's out of the picture. So why the Shmuel say, if a person has a shtar against another person, against the lady, so then the malve can transfer his rights to the third party, he should be able to transfer his rights to him. So yes, his rights to transfer to the third party, but if after he transferred his rights to the third party, if he's meichel to the lady, then the third party cannot collect from the lady. Why is it so? After all, he sold his rights, so mele, how can he be meichel? He doesn't owe him anything. Shimon, Ruben bought $1,000 from Shimon. So Ruben gave Shimon $1,000 note. Now, Shimon sells his rights to collect $1,000 for labor. So, after, then Shimon decides to be meichel to Ruben. So it's effective without a lady to meichel to him. So in Ram Tanda Hadam, the Hastal Hadi, Hazor Machumach, Machumach, Mataman, Stoskni, Holimche, the Chemas, the Lady Dushan, the Kalam Mil, the Stafliga, the Ishmael, the Manda Mukadesh, Lesley Ishmael, the Masabar Israel Ishmael, the Boys in the Crown, the Israel Ishmael, the Ishes of Hadai, the Gamifuge, Manda Mukadesh, Savadi, some Hadai, the Shabbat, the Mahrachine. The Rikama Milal Plep, the Rabune, Econo, so is the man in Gimu. The man in Gimu, the Milbe Mashma, the Mila Mashma, the Koe, the East Rabune, after the Milbe, the Kulal Mukadeshes, the Yochelim Hail, a man of Deshes, a man of East Gabishtar, the Mubishtar, the Lisson of Daite. Da mai lo mosi di boi se ne clown con il mio ve a famiglia shop e o dice sa dai ti pigli che se smuoia a di smuoia la mio ve bi sta al mas ma di mam schlossen in io che im geil se am tam menschen reis von dem mor that even though smuoia se sa mi che sta per avere cosa lo mach und mach o dort mam schlossen mi das mit der what's the shop now what's the reason is why why is it moch? He sold us, it's not his. How can a person be meichel something that doesn't exist b'olam as yet? He was meichel, so his lady was released by him. So how can he again revive the chiyuv? Now, so there are two sheets. The reason the Rambam says, the reason is why Aleichas Tafur, Aleichas Tafur, Aleichas Tafur, is because Kinyan Shtoros in the Rabot. With the Raise, there is no such thing as a Kinyan in Ishtar. Because in other Kinyanim, let's say chattel subject, so Kinyan means I do something. But Shtar, you could do a Kinyan to make a boy in the Shtar, but after all, the Shtar, does not so midraise the reason the Rambam say you cannot transfer title to Ishtar because in order to transfer title you have to do a nice kinyan. So if it is something tangible, something, an object, whether it's car, it can be tarpaulin. So it can be nitras bikinyan. So you make a shihu, you make hagboi, you make chazoki. But shtar is shibudi, indebtedness. It's something intangible. What kind of a maizekinyan can you do in something intangible? In a sefer, you can make a kinyan, you can make hagboi. You can make mishir, you can make all kinds of kinyan. In karate, you can make kinyan. But in milve, that's an intangible thing. Shibudim, indebtedness. So it's not nizel mikin. It's not shayach to say imaisa kinyan in indebtedness. So even kinyan sudan is not shayach in shibudim. Because so how can you be makne shibudim sonet takones chacham? But Mederai say it's not nitzel mikin. Nothing we can, since it's only effective with the Rabbanon, and midrashe, the shibudim is not transferred. So if originally Reuven borrowed from Shimon $1,000, Reuven became indebted to Shimon to the extent of $1,000. Even though Shimon then sold it to Levi, so on the Rabbanon level it changed, but on the Reise level nothing changed because. Mechir Shtoris is only the Rabbah. That's the reason that the Rif and the Rambam give why we say Hamech Shtar Chil V'Chavir V'Chozar Moch Reiz Moch. But then the Rabbah Tam is not in Tesis. The Rosh in Ksuvis mentions the Rabbah Tam. The Rabbah Tam says something else. The reason is why Hamech Shtar Chil V'Chavir V'Chozar Moch Reiz Moch is because when Reuven borrows $1,000 from Shimon, then there are two shibudim. First, there is a shibud aguf, the fact that he's personally indebted to Shimon. Eved Levi Lishmalve is personally indebted to him. He owes it. And then there is shibud nechos. He can be gave from Kakoyis, even if it was sold to Likeach. All right, you cannot be gave from Kakoy, from Mitaltolin was sold to Likeach, but as long as it's in the Rishus of the Leve, so then there is Shibut and Mitaltolin also. So there are two Shibudim. When Reuven borrows $1,000 from Shimon, so Shimon has two Shibudim. Shibud Aguf, the fact that Reuven is personally indebted, and then Shibud Nechos, the fact that Shimon has a Liyad, is shibud and the nechosim of Reuven. So when you sell, you can only transfer the shibud nechosim. You cannot transfer shibud aguf. Shibud aguf is something personal. In other words, between the Levi and the Malve, Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. He's personally indebted to Shimon. But Shimon cannot effect a change in the shibud aguf, because there is no personal relationship between Reuven and Shimon. There is a personal relationship because Reuven borrowed from Shimon, so he became personally indebted. But between Reuven and Levi, they never met. There is no personal relationship. There is no relationship between them anyway. How can it be transferred? Shibud aguf essentially is a personal thing. It means Reuven is indebted. He owes to Shimon. How can Shimon change the indebtedness that instead of being, of existing between Reuven and Shimon, it should exist between Reuven and Levi? It cannot be changed. It cannot be transferred. So why is it hal? So the shibud nechosim is hal. The transfer is hal on the shibud nechosim. But the shibud aguf remains between Reuven and Shimon. So whenever, if Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and then Shimon transfers to Levi, so the transfer is hal on the shibud nechosim. But as far as the shibud aguf is concerned, it remains between Reuven and Shimon. So some Meile Shmuel says, Hamech Hashtachir V'Chaveri, V'Chozal Mochle is Mochle. Why? Why is V'Chozal Mochle Mochle? Because she would nechosim cannot have effect in a vacuum. She would, there is such a thing as a lien, but a lien, one cannot obtain a lien on somebody else's property only to strengthen the indebtedness. If Reuven is personally indebted to Shimon, then Shimon can have a lien on Reuven's property. But suppose there is no personal indebtedness, how can one have a lien in a vacuum? Here's a shibud on what? A shibud ishayach, a shibud nechosim ishayach, and a shibud aguf. But there is no such thing as a shibud nechosim in a vacuum. It has to be based upon a shibud aguf. So then you'll ask, how can a shimen transfer the shibud nechosim to Levi when the shibud aguf still exists between Reuven and Shimon? So the answer is, as long as there is a shibud aguf between Reuven and Shimon, so Levi can have a lien on Reuven's nechosim to collect the debt that Reuven personally owes to Shimon. But the personal indebtedness remains between Reuven and Shimon. So if Shimon is meichel, there is no personal indebtedness altogether. So then there remains a shibut nechosim in a vacuum. There cannot be such a thing as a shibut nechosim in a vacuum. So that's the pshat in Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan says that afal gav da meichel sachir v'chavir v'chazor mochel 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 nosu matal mameshloshten in yochel imche. Why not? The answer is, the Gemara says that Maimed Shloshten is Hilchas Abitayim. Why is it such a Hilchas Abitayim? As far as Pikodin is concerned, so it's not Hilchas Abitayim. As far as Milve is concerned, it's Hilchas Abitayim. The answer is, because by Maimed Shloshten, the Takone was that the transfer changes the Shibud Aguf. That's Hilchas Abitayim. It cannot even be understood. How could the Shibud Aguf shift from the, until now the Shibud Aguf existed between Reuven and Shimon, now it will exist between Reuven and Levi. The Chachomim said so, but it's a Hilchas Abitayim. Well, we'll have to leave it here, because it will take us a long time to go over the whole Tzvis with so many Gemaras. All right, I would like to give you Shir now, because today, but the Tzvis is it mentions number of Gemaras. So we left off at the beginning of the Tzvis. Pnei liplani mamad gimul kone. Imer abnetam deafal gav zamich hashtal chavere bechozar mochle. Is mochel mochal noshim matone b'mamesh loshten in yochelim. So Rabbi Tam mentions the big chiddush. Even though generally speaking, so hameichas tachir v'chaveir v'chazor mochel is mochel, so it's only if the mechire was done for misire or ksive or misire. There is a machleket between Rebbe and Chachomim whether Aseus is nicked b'misire. Rebbe says Aseus is nicked b'misire. And the Chachomim say, "Ein Aseus nik misire, elo biksivo misire." Misire means if Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, and Shimon gave him a promissory note of $1,000, then Reuven sells it to Levi. In other words, that Levi should stand in the shoes of Reuven, and he should be able to collect the $1,000 debt by presenting the shtar. And then Reuven is meichel the $1,000 to Shimon, so then he's mochel, so then Levi cannot collect from Shimon. That's the halacha. So that's only if the mechire was al the misire. According to Rebbe, that Aseus nikes b'misire. Aseus nikes b'misire means that if Reuven has $1,000 promissory note against Shimon and he wants to transfer it to Levi, all he has to do is to turn over the shtar against Shimon to Levi. He doesn't have to buy the new shtar. which will say, I am transferring to you the shtar, the $1,000 shtar that I have against him. Just be Messiah. But according to Chachamim, in ACS, Nikos be Messiah. So if he wants to transfer the shtar that he has against Shimon to Levi, he has to write a new shtar. In Kni shtar that I have against Shimon, v'chol shebude. And then he has to turn over the promissory note against Shimon to Levi, and the new shtar, the shtar that whereby he's makne, the shtar that he has against Shimon. So now, there are two Yosoyis in the Gemara. According to the Rashbam's Girse, so the Gemara says the Hilchis Aesias Niknes Bimsir, that Alochi is like Rebbe. According to the Girse of Teisves, Ramtam, the Ri, the Rivo, the Riv, the Rambam, so the Girse is just the reverse. The Hilchis Ein Aesias Niknes Mimele. The Shulchan Aruch Paskens, the Mechaber and Ramo, like most Rishonim, that ACS is not Niknes B'Misir. So ACS is Niknes only B'Ksive U'Misir. So Ramtam's Chiddush is Shmuel's Din, of Amir Shtal Chaver, because of Umoch Leimoch. So only applies to a case where the transfer was made from Misir, let's say, according to Rebbe, or from Ksive Misir, according to Chachom of Rebbe. But if the transfer was made to Manishloshten, and Manishloshten is effectively Gabi Milve Bishtar and Milve Alpe, then Chozar Mochle is any Mochle. So in other words, it's a little strange. It sounds a little paradoxical. In other words, Manishloshten is effective even over Milve Alpe. Misire or Ksive Misire is effectively Gabi Milve Bishtar. One would say that a transfer that is made over Milve Bishtar, or the Misira, or the Ksive Misira, where there is a Kinyan, so is more effective, is stronger than a transfer that is made over Milve Alpe by means of Dibur Ba'om. Still, Rabbi Tam says, if the transfer is made through Misira and Ksive Misira, where there is a Maisa Kinyan, so then Chozar Mochle is Mochle. But if the transfer is made of even over a Milve Alpe, just Dibur Ba'ome, Maim Shloshtim, so that's more effective. And Chozar Mochle is any Mochle. So that's no kash. It sounds strange, paradoxical, but that's no kash. Because the Gemara says that insofar as the Kinyan of Maim Shloshtim, Ligabi Milve is concerned, it's a Hilchas Avloi time. Why is it Hilchas Avloi time? In other words, and Rishonim say it has a tam. The tam is to make business transactions more convenient. If we couldn't transfer halvoye shibudim, so then that would handicap business transactions. So business would not be promoted. So that's a good tam. But Rishonim say, all the Rishonim say that, that when the Gemara says three takones are hilchas avloi taime, it doesn't mean the three takones are hilchas without a tam. There is a tam as to why the Chachomim were misaking Mamishlosh in order to expedite business, to promote business, a very good tam. But it's loi taime, how is it effective? So it seems from these Rishonim that usually, whenever the Chachomim are misakin et takone, there are two rationales. One rationale is why? And then there is a time as to how. So in other words, let's say the takone, Rabbi Yochanan says, v'al teyo mois kenis. But Chachomim are misakin, there has to be Mishir. With just mois, so he's not Kenish. So that has two time. One time is as to the why. What's the time as to the why? Because if Moses would be Kenish, So sometimes the Meichel would sell, let's say, 100 bushels of wheat and leave it in his attic, you know, and then, and the Likeach would get title to it. Then a fire would break out and the Likeach wouldn't even know that he has to save his chitin, but the Meichel wouldn't care. Why should he call the fire department to extinguish the fire? It won't be his loss. So because of that, the Chachomim are misaking that until the Likeach is Meisheich, he doesn't acquire title. That's the time as to the why the Chachomim are misaking that Moise is not Kene until he gets Meisheich. In order to establish an inducement to the Meicher in case of fire to do everything to save the chitin that he sold to the Likeach from fire. But there is also a tamas to the how, because the how is, if you give Mois, so you don't get possession of the chitin. The chitin remain in the possession of the Meicher. Some mail, Mashenkin, if you are Meishir, so there is a change of possession. So there is already an exercise of dominion by the Likeach. So that's why the Mishir, he gets tied. So usually, all takones, when the Chachomim are Misakein, so there are two times. The Torah doesn't have to give tani, because in the Torah there are Chukim and there are Mishpotim. But the Chachomim, not that the Chachomim couldn't be misaking takones without timing. They could, but they don't. So whenever the Chachomim are misaking a takone, it always has a time. There is always a reason. It's not just the Torah. It's the Rebbeinu Shlom, Chukim Shchokakto Lecharishus Laharben. But the Chachomim, they have a keyach to be misaking takones. But there is always a time. And not only is there one time, there are two times. One time as to the why, and one time as to the how. So usually all takones have two times. But there are three takones in the nemomenes where there is no time. Hamashi Isha, Livnei Godli, Baiskonei, so the Rishonim say that even these three takones also have a tamas to the why. The why is to promote business. Without the takon of Manu Shloshten, business would be handicapped. So that's the tamas to the why. But that doesn't explain how title to the milveh transferred just because by fired Baalme, just because the Malve says to the Levi in the presence of the Mikabel, you give it, you pay the loan you owe me, you pay to Levi. So how is it effective? That's why it's called Milsebeleitai. So in other words, some Mele, the Pshat, the business, why? Teisve says, Rabbi Tam says, the Afal Gav da Meicher Shtachri v'chavire, the Chozar u'mochli mochu, mochar enos maton mare shloshn yochlim chel. And that sounds paradoxical. After all, misire ksive u'misire, he involves the Maisekinyan. And whereas my Mishloshn, there is no Maisekinyan, he just, Dibo Baalme, what kind of a Maisekinyan is there? What kind of possession does he? What kind of exercise of dominion is there? In every Maisekinyan there is an exercise of dominion. Let's say Mishiche Hadboye Yad, of course, and let's say Chazoke Shtar. So even Kesef, there is a Maisekinyan. But Mamishloshtin, what kind of a Maisekinyan is there? Just the Dibo Baalme. So that shouldn't be as strong, as effective, as the kinyan of Misira or Ksiva Misira. Still, Rabbi Tam says, where there is a real kinyan, like Misira and Ksiva Misira, then the Chozar Mochli is Mochli. But if the transfer was made for Dibogaume, which is relatively a faint kind of a Kinyan, you know, still that's more effective. So the answer is, that's exactly part and parcel of the Hilchas Evelei Taimi. Because my Mishloshten, the Takone is a Hilchas Evelei Taimi, there is no Tamas to the how. There is only a Tamas to the why. So you can't ask any kashas. It's not Mistaba. Of course it's not Mistaba, because the whole effectiveness is not Mistaba. But the Chachomi made an exception here to make it Takone, that it should be effective because of the why, in order to promote business. Some mele is chozar umoch leizenimoch. Anyway, but there is a machlekes reshenim as to why we say yes.
The reason why any offer limcho is because that's part of the takana also.
That's right. Yeah, but
and those, even though theoretically it would be a weak opinion, but since the whole
that's right. Now, very all the reshenim raise the question as to Shmuel's din. After all, where do we find such a thing? Whenever there is a haknoye, and if it's effective, so it's not a maknes anymore. If I sell a sode to a likeach, so it's likeach sode. So I have no rights over the sode. Here, hamich shtachiv l'chaverei. So the kinyan is chal. So in other words, Levi, not Ruvein. Ruvein sold it. So what? Why does he have to be meichel? I mean, this in itself is very strange. So all the reshidim is the kash. So the Rif says that the reason is why Shmuel says hamichel shtachir v'chaver v'chozar u'moch leiz mochu, because ki in shtores is only midrabbanon. Midraisa you cannot be makne. So there is a maise kinyan. So when there is a ben, something is fishy. Let's say a sefer. I want to transfer that sefer to somebody. So the one to whom I makne, it makes a maise kinyan. Shikha, boy, what yad, whatever. So he makes a maise kinyan. Chazoke, kesef shtar chazoke. But shibudim is something intangible. How can it be nitves b'kinyan? You can touch it. You can make... What kind of a kinyan can you make in the shibudim? It's something intangible. Some mele midrai say, shibudim are not nitfosim b'kinyan. Are not nitfosim b'kinyan. But, so only midrabonon. Since it's midrabonon, some mele we say, v'chozar umoch limoch. But even that requires an explanation. Because the Machne Ephraim points out many rayas, and certainly from many Rishenim, all right, there are Rishenim who don't say it, but most Rishenim say that whenever the Chachomim are misaking a king and the Rabbonon on the basis of Hefka Bez and Hefka, so then it becomes midrayas. In other words, some mele, if the Chachomim were misaking that Nishicha is gaining, so then it becomes his midraise because of Hefka Bez and Hefka. Ila nachleis asher nchilu Yeshua. So in other words, ma'ovis manchilim af nisim manchilim. So they can change around the ownership of the nemomenes. So mele midrais. So how does the Rif say that the reason is why hamich shtachiv l'chaver v'chozar u'moch limochu? But the question is, how can it be meichel? He sold it. He gave it away. It's not his. The answer is midraisa, it is still his. But according to most Rishenim, whenever Chachomim misaken on the basis of Hefka Bez and Hefka, so then it becomes midraisa delikers. So here too, so since if it's based upon the keach of Hefka Bez and Hefka, so mele it should be midraisa delikers. So how can the meicher be meichel? The Levi doesn't owe him anything. He owes the Likeach. So the Likeach has to be Meichel. But how is he? how is he bahoche to the Michel? So we have to say, even though the Rif and the Rambam will also agree with the Yisod by the Machne Ephraim, that whenever Chachomim are misakin the king and the Rabbanon on the basis of Hefker Bez Nefker, then Midraisi becomes a Likayach. But here, the Chachomim decided to be misakin the Kinyan of Kside Misira or Misira, whatever Kinyan he is, not on the basis of Hefker Bez Nefker, but just as the Takonim in Rabbanon, like all Takonis, Chachomim and Likayach to be misakin Takonis. I mean, Mishmeres and Mishmarati. So, I mean, Ram says Lisoso, I mean, and even Ramban, he says, not even Lisoso, but Asmichu Alisoso. So that's the basis of the Keach HaChom to be Misak Takonis in Yisru Nisav Heter, and in the Nemomenes also. But in the Nemomenes, they have a Keach of changing around the bias of the people. But apart from that Keach that is based upon it, because of Hefker Bez Nefker, Chachom have ikeach to be misakin the moment, just as they have ikeach to be misakin in Yisav Heta too. And over there, it doesn't become changed midraisi. Let's say, when the Chachomim declared that Psarei v'cholov hezechalei Shem bosa v'cholov. So midraisi, it's not bosa v'cholov. Only midrabonon is bosa v'cholov. So here too, if the Chachom, in the moment, Chachomim have two options, two alternatives. Either to be misaki, a kinyan, on the basis of Hefker Bez Nefker, then it's midraisi effective. Or on the basis of the keach, because of lisoso, because asum mishmeras mashmarti. So then it's only midrabonon effective, not midraisi. So it seems that according to the Rif and the Rambam, even though the Chachomim have a keach to misakin kinyonim on the basis of the keach of Hefker Bez Nefker, but the aloche of kinyan shtores was not grounded in Hefker Bez Nefker, just takones. So mele, like every other takone that the Chachomim have keach to make, so mele midraise, it's not konu the chayiv, it's only midraboron. So mele midraise, it remains the Meicher remains the owner of the Shtachayiv. So Meile is in a position to be Meicher. To be Meicher. That's, yes.
The Rosh Hashiva mentioned B'Shem Rashi that the Kiddushin Midrabanon.
So that's why I said most L'Shem. I was careful to say. I said most L'Shem.
So maybe the Rif holds like...
No, but the Rif in the Rambam Shite is not like Rashi.
It's not like
that's why I said most of it. But here there was a special that Akone was not based upon the Keach of Hefker Bez Nefker, but like any other Takone. So Mele Midraise. It's a cash. The Chachom didn't want to base it upon Hefker Bez Nefker. Why? Because Shibudim is something intangible. So Mele, there is no, it's not Nitves b'maisi Kinyan. Whenever the Kinyonim deraisi, so the Kinyonim deraisi affect something tangible, vitaltly in Karkois, but Shibudim is something intangible. So it's not Nitves b'maisi Kinyan. Something in specie behen. Let's say a sefer, a sheir, a chameir, or a sode, a bais, something tangible. So it's nitves b'maisi kinyan. B'maisi kinyan, whatever the kinyan is, whether it's kesef, or it's shtar, or it's chazoke, or it's suder, or it's mishiche, it's agboye, it's nitves b'maisi kinyan. But Shibudim are not nitves b'maisi kinyan. And at Nitzes Maisekinyan. Some mele, the Chachomim didn't want to apply the din of Hefker Bez Nefker. Why? Because, as the Rishonim say, usually all takones have a reason, have a rationale. Chachomim are never misakin takone without a reason. And there are two reasons. One is the why, and one is the how. So since shibudim are not tangible, and they are not nitzes ma'isekinyan, so there is no reason as to the how. If the Chachamim wanted, they could without the reason. They have a keach. So the but they didn't want to. When do the Chachamim apply the keach of hefka bezn hefker? When there is a reason as to the how. Let's say mishiche, according to Rabbi Yechanan, is only mid rabbanan. So there is a good reason as to the how. There is a my the hefze. There is a ma'isekinyan mishiche. Mashein kein in shibudim. There is no reason as to the how. So the chachamim, but they could. So the chachamim didn't want to apply the keach of hefka bezn hefker. So just b'teiras takonis. Now, some mele, there's the pshat, according to the Rif and the Rambam, that the reason is why Eli Shmuel says, Hamichas tachivu chavir, because of a mochel in mochel, because kin shtores is only the Rabbonon, some mele, and even though, usually, kinyonim the Rabbonon are affected with the raise, but on the basis of Efka Beznefka, but here the Chachomim didn't want to apply the keach of Efka Beznefka, because there is no reason as to the how. Some mele, they just made it a kone, because a kone, like all takones, chazal, inisa veheta. Some mele, midraise, it's not effective. It's only midrabonon, it's effective. Some midraise, the mecher, remains the owner of the shtachiv. Some mele, is a bahoche to be mecher. But, my mishloshten, so the Rif and the Rambam could agree with Rabbi Netan, that since my mishloshtim is milse beloi taime, so that means that there is no time as to the how. So mimele, the Chachomim decided because of Iwai, in order to promote business, to a misakein. So they are misakein on the basis of hefka bezn hefka. So mimele, Chachomim said that the delikeach of the milval peh or the milval bishtar for my mishloshtim becomes the full owner. So mele, the mecher is out of the picture. So how can he be mecher? Then Rab Netam says another reason. All the Rishonim ask, how does Shmuel say a mecher shtechiv l'chaveire? Because our mochle is moch. After all, he sold it; it's not his. So what why does he have to be mecher? To be mecher. To be meichel to cancel it. So the Rif and the Rambam say because mechir shtores the Rabban. Rab Netam the Rosh in Ksuves in the Rosh in Ksuves in the ninth period in Ksuves in Perik HaKeisev, he mentions the name of Rab Netam. Then all the Rishonim, the Ran, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, but Tesis himself, doesn't mention that time in the name of Rabbi Netam. But all the other Rishonim mention the name of Rabbi Netam. The reason is why Shmuel says, Hamecher shtachiv l'chaveire, v'chozer mochle is mochu. Chozer mochle is mochu is because when somebody lends money to another, let's say Ruvain lends $1,000 to Shimon, so then Ruvain has two shibudim on Shimon. One is a shibud aguf. Shibud aguf means personal indebtedness. The fact that Ruvain owes Shimon, that's a personal indebtedness. Suppose Ruvain is penniless and he's a gavra ateloye, he has nothing. Even the jacket he wears is not his. Let's say he's a poor person, he has nothing. And he doesn't have to be naked, but somebody gave him clothes to wear them and he wasn't even maknet to him. He's a gavra ateloye and he doesn't own a penny, nothing. But still, there is a shibud aguf. He still owes it. You owe that shibud aguf. Then there is a shibud nechosi. Shibud nechosi means that the malve has a shibud on the property of the leve. And even though we say that by a shibud is only shaya by kakoyes, not by mitaltli, it doesn't mean that there is no shibud on mitaltli. by Kakoi, so the Shibut remains even when it is sold to somebody else. By Mitaltali, so if it is sold to Likeach, so the Shibut is Poka. And even when by the Yorshim, so Mitaltali Yasmali Mishtabde. And then the Rashbo at the end of Dushan says that according to the Mandoma, the Chibude is the Raise. So then the Raise in Malve could be given from Likuchas even from Mitaltal. The Rashbo at the end of Dushan, the Mamish is the last daf in Dushan, says, why? Because since Shibud is the Raise, so he has a Shibud al London Chosim. And the Shibud remains mid the Raise even when it is sold to Likeach. All right, not all the Rishenim agree with the Rashbo. So the Rishenim were Chelik, and who say that even mid Raise he couldn't collect from Likuches from his altar. But if it's in the Rishus of the Likeach, but as long as it's in the Rishus of the Leve, then all the Rishenim agree that there is a Shibut Nechosim, a Mitalton also.
And he repossessed the Mitalton.
Nichsin Arvenle, that's the Gemara in Barabasra, Nichsin Arvenle. So there are two Shibudim. When Imalve has on the Leve two Shibudim, one Shibut is a Shibut Aguf, the personal indebtedness that the Leve owes to the Malve, whether the Leve has property, has no property. He owes it to him. He owes a personal indebtedness. As a matter of fact, there is a loche that he ganeth can be even sold as an evadivri in order to pay the care. What is it? Just on the basis of Shibut Nechosim. No one has title in his goof. No one has title in one's own goof. So how is it that the Nignev has a right to sell, I mean, Bisman Shayevoneig, it's not Shayach today, Bisman Shayevoneig, to sell the Ganev as an evadivri in order that he should be able to pay the care? That's because of the Shibut Aguf, not because of Shibut Nechosim. It's not shayach to say Shibut Nechosim on one's goof. No one is titling his own goof. So, and then there is a Shittas HaRishenim that Mizenes Ishtei, Rabbi Nilio in Ksuves, he says that since in the Ksuve the Baal writes, and that's it, like Ksuve, V'ana Falach Ve'ikir Yisichel Lichi Kiruch Yisguven Yedoyim. So Mimele, a Baal can be forced to find work in order to give Mizenes to his wife. You know what, Achivas, there is no such thing. If somebody has no money, so he doesn't pay. See, he's bankrupt, he doesn't pay. So, but there is a Shiras Rishani in the Chayiv of Mizenes Liishtei, so Bezdin forces him, you don't have any money, find a job. And Bezdin will force him. What is
garnish
that?
Garnish his wages.
What is that?
Garnish his wages.
That's right. So in other words, garnish wages means if he already works, so you'll have an attachment upon the wages. But this means that Bezdin, according to Rabbi Yehine, so the Bezdin forces him to find work. That's on the basis of Shibud Aguf, not Shibud Nechosim. So, in every alvoy, in every chayiv, there are two Shibud. One Shibud is a Shibud Aguf, and then there is a Shibud Nechosim. The Malve has a lien on all the Nechosim of the Levi, not only on Kakoyes, but even on Metaltlin. But Kakoyes, so the Shibud remains all the time, even when it is sold. On Metaltlin, it doesn't remain. All right. But as long as it's in the Rishus of the Leve, so every piece of property that the Leve owns, so the Malve has a Shibut on it. So Rav Natam says that when Yamecher Shtachiv L'Chaveret, let's say Ruvein lends Shimon $1,000, he has a Shtachiv against Shimon, and then he sells it to Levi. The Shibut Aguf is personal between Ruvein and Shimon. Shimon owes it personally to Ruvi because Ruvi lent him, but Levi never had any dealings with Levi, so he couldn't transfer it. It's impossible to transfer the Shibut Aguf. This is personal and imminent in the relationship between the Malve and the Levi. It's not shaya to transmit. So how is it effective? It's effective because of the shibut nechosa. So in other words, whenever Ruve, the Malve, sells ishtachev to Levi, so the transfer is only chal on the shibut nechosa. In other words, the liyeh that Ruvin has and Shimitz Nechosim is transferred to Levi. But the Shibut Aguf remains intact between Ruvin and Shimon. He can 1,000 times say, I'm transferring. It's not Chal, it's not Shayach. It's personal to Shimon and Levi. So then you ask, how is it possible to give somebody Shibut Nechosim without the Shibut Aguf? So Inach Nami, it's not shayach to have a shibut nechosim in a vacuum. It's not shayach. A shibut nechosim has to be based upon a shibut aguf. But it's shayach to separate. As long as there is a shibut aguf, so it's shayach to separate. So whenever Ruvein sells the shtachif to Levi, so then the shibut aguf remains between Ruvein and Shimon. But he transfers, he's able to give to Levi the Shibut Nechosim that he has and Shimon's Nechosim. So Levi acquires a lien and Shimon's Nechosim because of the Shibut Aguf that Shimon owes to Reuven. But the Shibut Aguf remains between Reuven and Shimon. So Mele is a bailim to be Meichel. Once he's Meichel, there is no Shibut Aguf. And you can't have a shibut nechosim in a vacuum. It doesn't even make sense. I have to say, he has a lien on his nechosim. To do what? To collect the debt. So there has to be a shibut aguf. So, as long as Ruvin is not meichel the shibut aguf to Shimon, so there is a shibut aguf between Shimon and Ruvin. But, so Levi can have a shibut nechosim and Shimon's nechosim because of the shibut aguf that Shimon owes to Ruvin. But once Ruven is meichel the Shibut Aguf that Shimon owes to Ruven, so then you have a Shibut Nechosim in a vacuum. You can't have a Shibut Nechosim. This is what the Rosh and the Ran and the Rashbo, the Ramban, all the Rishenim mention in the name of Ramanita. However, Teisves, so in other words, and all the Rishenim mention in the name of Ramanita that Ramanita is really kind of Rif. The Rif Shiti is that Mechir Ashtores is the Rabbonon, and that's the reason as to why Shmuel says HaMechir Shtachir V'chavir V'chozor Moch L'moch. The implication being that if it had been Midaraisa, then he couldn't be Mechir. So all the Rishenim mention the name of Ramnetam Amtam Yisraelik. Mechir Ashtores is Midaraisa. So how can it be Mechir? True, Mechir Ashtores is Midaraisa. Mechir Ashtores is Midaraisa because Mechir Ashtores is chal on the Shibut Nechosim, but on the Shibut Aguf it's not chal. So Mele, the Shibut Aguf remains between Ruvin and Shimon. So Mele, Ruvin is able, is a bar hoche, to be meichel the Shibut Aguf that Shimon owes him. So Mele, the Shibut Nechosim is also poka, because you can't have a Shibut Nechosim in a vacuum. You have to have a Shibut Aguf to support it. However, Tesves, strangely enough, Teisves in Ksuves says the reverse in the name of Rabnetam. Whereas all the Rishayim mention Peachot in the name of Rabnetam, that Mechir Ashtores is Midaraisa, and still Shmuel says it can be Meichel because the Atushibudim, Teisves in Ksuves mentions the name of Rabnetam, the same shite that the Rif mentions. That the reason is why Chozor Mochli is Mocho because Mechir Ashtores is only the Rabbanon. But that's contrary to what all the other Rishonim say in the name of Mitam. Now the Teisves, Teisves is in Ksuves Daf Pehei Amud Beis Dibor HaMasril HaMeicher Shtachei V'Chaveir Teimeleri Heich Yochel Limker Achei Di bishlei mekish yesh leve kakois mekhale is shibut yesh la kakois avo kishein le klum ma mekhale vinire loy de le have mekha mit reise di ave mekha ramay moch v'chei nirel rab netam, v'lahave mecher ele mit rabban. But all the Rishonim say this is mit reis. We could give it eretz, but I don't want to say it because it will be a big deichak. But I could give it eretz. But I'm saying it's a big deichak because the lotion of the ris kashe is a little strange. Teinelri heich yochelim ke'achei dibishlei mekishiyesh lelive kakoyis meichaleis ishibu chiyesh leila kakoyis avol kishein leiklum ma meichale. Why does it formulate that way? So, in other words, when the reef has the kasha, how can it be meicher? How can it be meicher? A chayv, so the kasha is based, it's not shayach to be meicher a chayv, because it's not something tangible. It's not nitves bikinyan. But, so what does Rambam say? It is nitves bikinyan, because the shibud mechosim is tangible. I mean, you don't have to touch the shibut. You don't have to touch the shibut, but you can touch the karke, you can touch the mithalton. So mele is nitzel bikinyan. It's nitzel bikinyan. So shibut nechosim is something tangible. Because what does the shibut nechosim mean? Shibut nechosim is like an inchoate kinyan. What does shibut nechosim mean? Shibut nechosim means the malve has a certain limited title. Schusim in the car. It's not here, it's not his, but he has something in the car. There are all kinds of kinyonim. There's a kinyan peres, there is kinyan aguf, there's a kinyan peres. So there's another kind of a kinyan, a shibut. So it's something tangible. So it's nitves bikinyan. But, so that's why the vi is the kashe. Heich yochelim yachiv, gibish leime kisheyesh lileve kakoyes. In other words, then it's not difficult. If the leve is not penniless, then he understands as to why he can be makne ishtachiv. Because according to Rabbi Tam's longest, that midraise. So, mechir is chal and the shibut kakois. But one can be mecher ishtachiv even if the leve is penniless. Even if the leave is a garba ateloye, he doesn't have a penny. And his garments don't belong to him either. His shoes don't belong to him either. Somebody gave it to him. He lent it to him. He has nothing. Even then the leave, the malve can sell ishtachay that he has against the penniless leave. So how is it shayach to be makna? So the whole kashe by the Rii has reference to the case where the leve has no nechosim. So then Rav Netam says, in the case where the leve has no nechosim, the mechir is only chal mid rabbono. So then it's not in conflict. Then it's not in conflict with what the shite of Rav Netam that all the Rishonim mentioned. So it would be very good, except, yes, what?
Because
is such a thing as Mechira Shtores that applies in all situations. Because the Gemara doesn't mention Mechira Shtores is only Shayach if the Leve has property. The Gemara doesn't mention. So the fact that the Gemara doesn't mention means Mechiras Shtoros is Shayach even when the Levi is penniless. There's
sometimes,
no problem.
So sometimes the Mechiras are the Reis and Mechira and sometimes the Rabbanon.
So in that case, Rav Netam says it's Mid Rabbanon. Mashenki, in the usual case where the Levi has Nechosim, so then the Ri himself considered it's no Kash. So it would be all right, a very good Teretz. Except that then Tesis mentions Kamo Vikamo Rayas, it's only Mid Rabbanon. So it's mashma that it's always only Mid Rabbanon. Because if it's only Mid Rabbanon in the case where the Levi is penniless, but where it's not penniless, not. So I say it's Deichak. What? Alright, I'm mentioning it anyway. But there seems to be a variance between the Shita Rav Netam, the way the Rosh, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ran mention it, and the Shita from the Tam, the way Tesis and Suves Daf Bey. But that's a way to reconcile. In other words, that when Tesis says, according to Rabban Tam, it's Mirabonon, so Rabban Tam is reference to the case where the Levi has no Nechosin, then it's only Mirabonon. But even in that case, there is Mechirash Torres. But in the usual case where the Levi has Nechosin, then, according to Rabban Tam, it's Mirabonon. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, it's always from the Rambam. Anyway, so the Shita, yeah, so again, so the Shita from the Tam is the Chol HaPoches, in the case where the Levi has Nechosin, that Mechirash Torah is Chal Midraise, is Chal Midraise, but the Mechirash Torah is only Chal on the Shiva Nechosin, and the Shiva Aguf is not Shayach to say Mechirash. So that's why Tesis says here, אין רב תם דה אפר גב דה אמריך השטחיו וחדירי כי חוזר מוח לא יזמוחו מוח הרינוס מהתונה למשלוש דני יוכל למחה why? again רב תם says it because here the תקונה the reason is why according to רב תם so he can be מייחל because the שיבות הגוף remains intact between the mouth and the liver it doesn't shift to the leve and the lekeach, but my mishloshn is hilchas of leitaime. Why is hilchas leitaime? Not it has no time. It has a very good time as to the why. It has no good. It has no time as to the how. So what does it mean as to the how? As to the how, insofar as the shibut nechosin is concerned. So that there is a how. So, is in so far, but as to the Shibud Aguf, how is unreasonable? It's unreasonable. It's contrary. It defies logic. The Shibud Aguf. How is it? Shibud Aguf is something personal between the Maul and the Levi. How is it? How does it shift? The answer is there's the Takonis Chachom. Without the Tam, we don't have to understand it. We don't have to understand it. How does it shift? It couldn't shift. It's something personal. But the Chachamim is sucking that it shifts, so it shifts. That's all. That's right.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, yeah. The way the Rosh brings it down, so what would we say in a case of where there's no Shibud Nechosin?
So then Rabbeinu Tam says, as Tesis, and she was a Tesis,
then it's only the Rabban. The Rosh doesn't mention that, but that's
only the Rabban.
Even though Shibud Aguf is really a very.
Yeah, that's right. That's why it's your assembly timing.
No, I'm saying that's what I'm saying by Mechira, though.
Yeah.
There's no Shibud Nechasim. So the Rabban and the Mechira will be in Mechira.
Mechira, yeah. Just on the. Yeah, the Mechira.
Yeah.
So it'll be Chal, but still, we'll still say the Chozer Omloch Lemochel. Because then, if it's not Mamishloshin, so the question arises why is it Chozer Omloch Lemochel? As far as Shibin Chosin is concerned, he has no Shibin Chosin. The answer is so Midrabonon it's Chal when he acquires Nechosin, so then he'll get his Shibin Chosin.
That's what happened.
Yeah, but except Mamishloshin, where there is Hilchas of timing. But if the Mechira takes place for Misire, Oxid and Misire, so then the Kiyan is only Chal and the Shibut Nechosim according to Rametam. But you'll ask what kind of Shibut Nechosim? The Levi has no Nechosim, but he'll acquire Nechosim.
So when he'll get to Nechosim, that'll be
Chal.
That's why
it's Hilchas Ebele Taime.
Because
the Shibud Aguf shifts, and that is Hilchas Ebele Taime. That's repugnant to logic. Because Shibud Aguf, by definition, essentially, is something personal between the mouth and the lip.
So, how about according to this? Simple sheet, if
there isn't
quite a simple
chant
test in service.
Yeah. So then Rabban Tam Shita is like Rif, then it's the Rif Shita.
So then we don't have to come out this.
No, so just as we explain the Rif, we explain Rabban Tam.
So
if we understand Teisves Kipshutei, but if we say that Ramtaming Suves, that Teisves in the name of Ramtaming Suves is reference to the case where the Levi has no Nechosim, but in the case where the Levi has Nechosim, then it's Midraises, so then there's another pshat. Even though I consider it a Deichek, because Teisves doesn't mention it, but it seems that there is no other way of reconciling. I mean, after all Rishayim mention him from Tamis Midaraisa, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, the Ran. What else do you need? I mean, they all say, and Teisves says the reverse. So that's the only way of reconciling the two shittes in the name of Amitra. All right. אם רמתם דה הרם נחסך אבי חסר מוח למוח ומוח נשמת המן שלוש מיוחלים חי וחי משמע פייל בייזי קדושן תיקום אבמיל ובשטר פליגה בידי שמואל דימן דולה מקודש אסלס לידי שמואל ומעביס לידי שמואל. The question is, if the Baal is Mikadosh Misha with the Mil Bishtar of Achir, let's say Ruvain is Mikadosh Leah, he has Ishtachayv against Shimon, and he gives her the shtachev, and he's mikadish the isha with it. So there are two prices. One price says she's mikodeshes, and one price says not mikodeshes. After all, there is such a thing as a kinyan, so she should be mikodeshes. She should be mikodeshes. So, but it's a question of smichas das. Maybe the isha is loisam chadait. Why should the isha be loisam? What does she care? Well, if it can be meichel, then it's loisam chadaita, because what would you have? Suppose the Baal will decide the day after the Dushan will decide to be meichel. So then she's out of luck. She can't collect. But if we don't agree with Shmuel's din, so then there is smichas das. So this is what the Gemara says. The mila bishtar pliga bi Shmuel man um kodesh slash li Shmuel. Umar who says that Einu Mekudeshes is Yisrael Yishmuel. Viboi Seyme Umar Yisrael Yishmuel. Oh, Umar Yisrael Yishmuel. So at first, that's, so Yisrael Yishmuel. So in other words, Zmandal Mekudeshes, Lesley Yishmuel. So there couldn't be even a Shaila of Smichas Das. Because, of course there is Smichas Das. He couldn't be Mechel. So of course there is Smichas Das. Umar, the price that says Einu Mekudeshes B'shtachim V'achirim Yisrael Yishmuel. So then there is a Chisron of Gmiras Das. V'boi say me kul almi Yisrael Yishmuel. Uvi isha samchadayte kamifu gemandal Mekudeshes Sabah samchadayte. In other words, she is confident that the Baal is not going to be betrayer. So there is Gmiras Mechaz Das. L'shovek l'didei umoch l'achine. V'chi koma aden. Then the Gemara, first the Gemara says that both vices have reference to the case of Mikadesh Milve Dachir Milve Bishtar. And then the Gemara says that the vices have reference to Mikadesh Milve Dachir Milve Alpe. So when the Gemara says Milve Alpe, so then you couldn't have the Kinyan. In Milve Bishtar you could have the Kinyan of Misire or Ksiva Misire, but Milve Alpe you couldn't have the Kinyan of Misire or Ksiva Misire, because Ksiva Misire involves Misire Sashtar too. So Milva Alpe, there is no Misire Sashtar. So how could there be Ksiva Misire? So then the Kinyan has to be Dafke Mamishlosht. So both prices, the one price is saying if the Baal is Kaddish, the Ishe, with the Milva he has against others, let's say Reuven is the Baal, and Shimon owes him $1,000, it's Milva Alpe, and then he's makne that Milva Alpe, $1,000 debt that he has against Shimon, he's makne is to Leah, and he wants her to be Mekudeshes. So one Braise says Mekudeshes, one Braise says any Mekudeshes. So the Gemara says, Pliga b'ravune, he koneb my mitgimu b'milve. So the Braise says Mekudeshes, he agrees with Ravune's deed. So that's why it's Mekudeshes, she's getting something. But the price says in Mekudeshes rejects Ravuna's din. Why doesn't Gemara say Viboy say me that both vices accept Ravuna's din? But some chadaite, Isha Samhadaiti. Here the Gemara doesn't say Isha Samhadaiti. Apparently, in the case where the transfer is made from Mamishloshten, then he couldn't be Meicher. So the Mishnah Achivel says, twice, b'giosonro. So, but there is a basic difference between one b'giosonro and the other b'giosonro. Charash sheite v'kotn b'giosonro. Achivel behen chaye v'im shechovel b'achirin p'tur. And the Yisho v'evet is also b'giosonro. Achivel behen chaye v'im shechovel b'achirin p'tur. But there is a basic difference between the pturim by Isha Ve'eved and the pturim by Chereshit V'Kotten. Chereshit V'Kotten pturim means pturim. Isha Ve'eved, it doesn't mean pturim, but they don't have money. But Nisgarsho Isha, or suppose not Nisgarsho, she works and she has her own money, so then she's chayev. But the Loshna Mishni is Ho Isha Ve'eved Giosanro. So, achirim shechovlu ben chayovim, veim shechovlu b'achirim pturim, but it doesn't mean pturim. Pturim means she doesn't have. So the Gemara says, Kasha, why doesn't she have? She doesn't have. She can have. All right. She doesn't want to work. All right. And the Besdin will not force her to work in order to pay for the chvor. But she can sell a ksuve. She has a ksuve from the husband. So she can sell it to the keach, let's say, the ksuv of Masan. If she didn't sell it, she might get 150 zuz. So she'll be able to pay for the chvole. So why does the Mishnah say, Giosom Ho? So the Gemara says, Gabhi, Vintim Eferik Achir, Gabhi Shchov Achirin. So the Mishnah says, Giosom Ho. And Giosom Ho doesn't mean she's poor. She doesn't have. Why doesn't she have? She can produce money. She doesn't have to work, but she can just sell the ksuve, so she'll get 150 zuz for the ksuve. So it has been ksuvos abitivis anoye. Umishane no. Koli gabi bailo vadai mochlo. Koli gabi bailo vadai mochlo, because she's devoted. She's devoted to her husband. Some mele, she has to pay to the nerval money. But she's very likely. Besdin doesn't tell her, listen, you sell the ksuve for, and you'll get 150 zuz, because Besdin knows no probability. A day after she sells it, she gets the 150 zuz, she'll be meichel to the husband the ksuve, and then the likiach is out of luck. So mele, Besdin wouldn't advise her something that is future. So he says, Kolik abibailo vademachle. But according to Rav Netan, that when the transfer is made from Mamishloshen, then she's not in a position to be meichel. So Besdin could tell her, you have money to pay, you don't have, you say you're penniless, why don't you sell the ksuve? You'll find the likayach who will give you 150 zuz for the ksuve, and for Mamishloshen you sell the ksuve. Then you will not be able to be meichel, so then you'll be able to pay the narba. The mamishloshen does litumchel limchel after gav the abal vadeli israze or parishes the fabal kolche kone veid gabish chovle bibaylo. So also the gemara says that is yosano because she has nothing to pay there. She has an eitze to pay. Kavichaval Timkel Mamed Gimu, the Shom Yisratza Baal, he'll be the happiest person, because then he'll be able to collect the chvole. The Shom Yisratza Baal, the Likus Cholose, the Chaim Bisifer Kamel Momsie, Kavi Mozo Sheiver, the Poir, Bzman Sheishameide, Amayazali Baal, Neichesh. So if, let's say, somebody finds in the street a receipt for the ksub, a receipt, Sheva is a receipt. So the Gemara says, Bisman Shoisha made is Yazleba. In other words, if the Isha is made that she already gave she executed the receipt and she gave it to the Baal, that means the Baal paid up the ksuvah. So she is entitled, so the Baal is entitled to the Sheva. So then the price says that the finder has to return the Sheva to the Baal. Because there is Idaz Baldin, the Isha is made, that the Baal lost it, because the Isha Idaz Baldin, because man she made a Mayaz Le Baal, Nechush Dilma Kosvo Litin Binis, maybe it was executed in Nis, and so it has the date of Nis, but then it took 6 months until the Baal paid the Ksuvah, so then some mele now, and then she gave it to him in Tishrei, but this is of Nisan, and then suppose the Ishe sold the ksuveh to Elikeach, the Ishe sold the ksuveh to Elikeach, and the Baal has a certain sode that was set aside for the ksuveh to be collected from. Now, when the Likeach bought the ksuve, let's say near, so he still owed the ksuve to the Isha. So maybe the mechira that the Isha made near to the Likeach was a good mechira. So Al Pidin, the Likeach is entitled to take away the sode that was set aside for the ksuve. But then the Baal now will produce the sheva if the finder returns it to the Baal, and then Besdin will see that his money is of Nissen, so some mele he'll Besdin will assume that Ish had no right to sell it near, when Alpiemes Kilapishmais Galyesh had the right to sell it near, and the Baal will be gave the sode back from the Likeach.